more Ooh, professional.
Let me get my tea. My coffee and a cry. And tea and a...
Talk?
Tea and a talk. Doesn't rhyme. Does coffee and a cry rhyme? Coffee and a cry doesn't rhyme either.
Yeah.
Oh, it rhymes!
Welcome back to A Coffee and a Cry.
We're going to rhyme.
What?
We were going to have a rhyme for the beginning.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Welcome back to A Coffee and a Cry this week. No, I've got nothing.
I was trying to like rhyme our question.
Hypothetical.
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't have a rhyme this week, so that lasts.
So that lasted idea. 1 week.
But this week we're doing something a little bit different. I really like Domix, the animator on YouTube, and every so often he'll get all of his friends together.
Is that where you got this from?
This is not where I got the question from, but the sort of concept. He will get all his friends together and ask like a hypothetical question. They call it hypotheticals, and it's sort of like, just what would you do kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They kind of range from silly to kind of more realistic. But this question that we're going to talk about this week, me and Jack, we went out for dinner at Prezzo's. This is probably like 3 years ago. And I feel like when we went, we weren't really having a great time. Like maybe neither of us really in the mood to go out for dinner or something. But we came up with this question and we were talking about it all night. And then we came home and we asked my parents and all of our friends, like, what would you do in this situation?
Yeah.
So I was like, this is quite a good one. So the hypothetical question is, you are living your normal life on Earth, like right now, doing what you normally do, there's nothing different, and all of a sudden every single human on the planet disappears. You know that they're all gone, and you know that they're not coming back for a while.
Mm-hmm.
What do you
did
do?
You think of this question?
Yeah
It sounds like a very Matt Haig question.
it is a bit
That's what you were reading last week.
I came up with this question a really long time ago, and it just, I can't remember why we were talking about it, but it's just sort of like,
I don't know. I want you to answer first.
Okay, like short term versus long term.
Because I have realistic. No idea. I've been thinking about this. I have questions. I think I have questions about like what the parameters of this are. Because like, are there still going to be dogs? Because necessarily, if there are dogs, and I don't care about the humans.
Yeah. Okay. I think all the animals stay. But
all of the animals. So I could have a pet, whatever. Because no one would tell me no.
No, but you have to rear it and try not to have it kill you.
Yeah,
like, you're like, well, oh yeah, suddenly I decided that I want a pet tiger. Like, tigers are still tigers.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you get a tiger cub?
Yeah, you could do that. And you could have that. But you have to think. But the thing is that, so...
But what wiped out all the people that didn't wipe me out?
I don't know.
But you didn't think that's
the hypothetical part. They all just disappear. Like, poof, they're all gone. It's not like there's a whole world of, like, dead people. Like, everyone is gone.
Well, like, everyone, like, wrote notes to each other saying, we're going to leave Ash and him. And they all left.
And they're all just, like, on Mars laughing at you.
They're like, what did she do today? Like, oh, she almost got eaten by a tiger today.
So, but the thing is that, you know that they're all gone, and you know that they're not coming back.
Yeah.
So, or at least for a really long time.
Yeah.
So the sort of, the discussion that me and Jack were having was sort of, because it's, and you're on this, you're here in Farnham.
Yeah.
So if you want a tiger cub, you have to work out a way to go to India or go to a zoo.
You just
like,
get a boat. There's no one there to drive the boat.
Exactly. And it's sort of like, okay, we're talking about, my method of
this is going to be a long podcast.
This is my answer. I'll try and keep it as concise as possible because I like answered this a long time ago. I had lots of time to think about it. But I think my answer would be, because primarily you have to think about food.
Well, Jack wouldn't still be here.
No. I'm fending for myself here.
Wow.
So we had to think about food first, right? Because that's, like, the most important thing. Because this is how, like, in-depth I went with this. Because the power supply in the world, or in this country, is the national grid. And for a while, that will be able to keep going for a while on its own. But eventually, the power will turn off. And you won't have power,
right? Why
will
it turn off?
Well, presumably there is someone running the national grid, but also if it goes wrong, there'll be someone there to fix it, right?
So you're going to have to learn how the national grid works.
Well, maybe, but I feel like you'll have a while of power before you have to work out where the HQ of the national grid is.
Yeah.
Because then if the power goes, 4G goes, Wi-Fi goes, but like, fridges stop working, okay, microwaves yeah, but also, stop working.
I have a question. Why would it matter if you need internet or 4G? Because like, the only thing you'd be on is like Facebook and stuff. No, and no one's going to be updating anything because no one's here.
But then this is what Jack was saying. If you need to work out how to do anything, you can't just Google how to work out how the national grid works. You have to go to a library. So that was Jack's idea. So he was going to like camp out in a library because then you have the world's knowledge, or at least, you know,
that's a stupid answer.
Some idea of what to do.
Do you not think that's a stupid answer?
I think for short term it's a stupid answer. I mean, I like books and all, but like,
for a short term I'd have loads and loads of fun, and then I think about long term games.
Yeah, so my idea, right, this is what I would do. Mm-hmm. Short term, if I knew that everyone's gone and I've gotten over my morning, oh my gosh, I'm all alone. And in this scenario, you can't kill yourself either, like, okay, that's not, you can't opt out.
But you just would, wouldn't you?
I don't know, because like, you'd have that hope.
I feel
of
like you would eventually.
Maybe someone will come back, or maybe there is someone else out there.
Yeah, but how long can you live with that hope?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
Presumably my whole
life.
Like,
if I found, like, a whole load of dogs.
You'd find some sort of quality in life.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. Or you could go to, like, a jungle.
Like me and my tiger cub would.
Yeah, you could go and live, like, Tarzan or something, you know, that you just become.
Yeah, people live without people.
Yeah, exactly. But my idea is that I'd go and, like, steal a van. Like, all the people in the world
gone. You
would
steal it because it's.
Well, okay, I would steal it because there's no one to steal it from.
I'd get in a van.
I'd get in a van, like a big van. Not a lorry, they're way too hard to drive. Like a big van. And I'd go to, like, Tesco's. Or, you know, maybe I'm feeling fancy, go to Waitrose. Mm-hmm. Don't know. And I'd nick all of the, like, canned food, or the, like, mm-hmm. pasta, all of that stuff. Nick, or, like, just chuck in the van as much as possible. And then I'd drive. I, at the time, was thinking I'd drive to, like, Kensington Palace.
Nice.
Because, like, you know, those houses are huge. I could, like, set up there, you know. I'd mm-hmm. just, like, choose a different house each week, maybe live in that, have a pool, be really nice. But my theory is that if I'm in London, mm-hmm. surrounded by big buildings and stuff, or, like, easily, like, able to walk to big buildings,
yeah,
I could then feel like there's people around me even when there's not. Like, even if you're in a city alone, it's still like, you know, you're in a city. Like, it's busy there without any people. So that was my theory that, like, the idea of going to, you know, the countryside and there's no one there for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles, that's scarier than being in a city alone.
Yeah.
So that was my, like, short-term theory. But then the other thing that Jack and I talked about was if you want to go, you know, to, like, other countries, because we're on an island here. And I don't know about you, but I've seen a lot of this island already. And so if you want to go, like, overseas, as you said or realised.
Yeah, you couldn't take a boat or anything.
Well, you could, but you'd have to go and learn how to drive a boat first. And then we were saying, oh, do you think you'd be able to learn how to fly a plane? Like, you just go to, like, Gatwick Airport or something. You just go fly a plane. You just trial and error.
Well, could you die, though?
Yeah, of course you could. You're
you said you're not allowed to die.
You're not allowed to kill yourself. You can die. Well, if you get a tiger that turns on you and you die, then you die. But if you, you know, hang yourself.
Can you imagine people coming back to Earth and, like, not knowing anything has happened and I'm just dead with a tiger? And they're like,
like, I gave up this huge elaborate theory that I would learn to fly a plane and I'd drive. Because, like, also, you have all the time in the world, right? Yeah. No one's coming back. You've got nothing better to do. So I was going to drag loads of mattresses onto a runway. And then try and learn to fly a plane. And if I crash, I'd just crash into the mattresses and I'd survive and keep going and going. And then my mum came up with the genius idea that I'd just go and find a flight simulator and learn how to fly
a
plane.
That's a fair idea.
And then you'd be able to just fly around the world. I mean, you got all the fuel. But then it's like you have to, at the petrol station, if you want to fill up your car, you have to run in, click the little button that says you're allowed to pump, and then run back out and pump it yourself. Like,
I don't know what.
You have to think about these things.
I don't know what necessarily I would do. Long term,
no.
But short term, I would go to the uni and change all of my grades to first.
but there's no one cares, and you just have to live with the fact that you just lied about getting a first.
No, because if people come back to Earth, I'm like, well, I should go first.
You can also change all of the records to say that you're king of the world if you wanted to as well. So when they come back to Earth, we're like, oh, well, Ash is king. So.
Yeah. Well, I would like to say.
She got a first.
Yeah. I would just give myself degrees in lots of things.
But you could study. You could just, like, study loads and become a genius.
Yeah, but then I also thought that's not, like, relevant long term. Does that make sense? Like, you're actually going to have to go do something.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I'd do. I would definitely, like, try and become, like, queen of the dogs.
Yeah.
Just have, like, a pack of dogs that follow
but
me.
But, like, short term.
All of my ideas are stupid.
Like, short term, do you know what you would do in terms of, like,
yeah,
where
you'd
go? Okay, you go. Okay, you've gone to the uni. You've changed your records.
Then I would nap for literally 14 hours. I'm trying.
Okay, now, where are you napping? At uni? You go back to your house?
Yes.
Fair enough. You realise you can break into any of these houses and, you know, you can
but
find
them.
But
I want them.
My bed. Oh, okay, you want your own bed.
I would do nothing. You come back to Earth like 20 years later and I'm just like eating food in my house.
just still being a yeah. student?
I'm like, I got a first.
And this is what you've done with your life.
No, I don't know what I'd do. I literally have no idea. I like the library idea, but I feel like that's stupid short term. Like, yeah. I get it long term. I understand it. Oh my god, you could like break into all like the like
museums.
Charles Dickens museums and
yeah.
stuff. Wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you could like break into your you could... desk and you're like, I could Charles Dickens. That's some stupid stuff like this.
But you could break into like Buckingham Palace. Just chill there for a while.
Did I ever tell you that one time I nearly threw up in the
Buckingham Palace?
No, in House of Commons.
Oh, yeah, you
yeah,
did,
yeah. You're not allowed to touch anything in there, so I definitely don't think you're allowed to throw up in there.
Just project on yeah. it. Oh, I didn't realise that you're
not allowed
to do that.
I would go back no. there and throw up.
But, like, yeah, you could just break into Buckingham Palace and just, like, you know, sleep in each of the different, like, 66 bedrooms or however many there are there.
I think I would just go to, like, local kennels and just let all the dogs out.
Yeah, just fine. Because all of the humans have gone, so all of those dogs need to be fed. And they're all sat there waiting for their owners
yeah,
to
so
come
like,
back.
Yeah, so, like, realistically, could you go out and, like, that's what I would struggle with. I can, like, go out and go have fun and think of all those dogs that need feeding.
Yeah, so, okay.
That
so
would hurt my heart.
Your dog plan, so you...
My can, dog plan
so
is...
So you can save all the dogs in Farnham, because, like, yeah. But you have to, like, break into a car or, you know...
I can't drive. I can't drive. But I don't have a license, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. There's no police in this world. So, like, you can just break into... You break into my car... Drive.
Give me
save
permission.
Save
if
all
this
the dogs.
Happens, if
yeah,
this happens,
if this can... happens, you're allowed to break into my car to save dogs, but only to save dogs, or like to drive around the whole
okay.
country feeding other people's
yeah.
dogs. But you'd spend your whole life doing that.
Yeah. In like, in reality, we're talking about all these things, but in reality, you probably would just go to a whole load of shops and pick out a whole load of clothes that you wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like, you go to Ikea
See,
and get a whole load of candles and stuff.
Oh, you'd just buy loads of furniture. I'd just spend my life building
you
fat
buy.
Furniture.
You like,
no,
leave,
buy it,
leave
money.
Behind. Like my mum would not let me do this.
But like, yeah, I just spent my whole life building flatpack furniture. That'd be really cool. Like, build an entire house out of flatpack furniture.
Yeah.
But then, like, would you stay? Would you want to stay in this country? Would you not want to try and, you know, learn how to sail a boat, learn how to fly a plane?
I would, but again, I think that's long term. Like, I'm really bad at chess, and I know it sounds stupid,
right.
But it's because I can't think long term. Like, in chess, I'm just like, if I take him, I can take him. You know what I mean? Like, if I move this, and then that's why I think this is going to be like a big game of chess that I'm going to fail at.
Okay, so you've got...
I'd get really good at chess.
You've got my car and you go around and you save... Well, you feed all the dogs.
Yeah.
You're just going to spend your whole life feeding dogs. Or you, like, get
well,
all the dogs
gonna
and you train
feeding.
Them.
Well, they're always going to be feeding. Then what am I going to do?
What are you going to do?
The world's population of dogs is not going to fit in your tiny... What?
True. So what are you going to do? Just spend your whole life driving around all the different towns. Like, you could drive to Aldershot and that would probably take you, like... I don't know, a year to get round feeding all those dogs.
Oh, people were like,
it
would take me
a
year
to drive there.
It would take 2 seconds down the road so you could walk it.
It would take you a year to drive there. But like, you know, you could break into like a bus. You get a double-decker bus, live out your dad's dream, and take all the dogs on there. There's way more space.
Yeah, but also like, I'm not going to fit all of England, this is how in my head.
Or you could get a train... And there's even more space for dogs, just like a massive, like, if you've got a tube train where there's no doors, just have
loads of dogs
running back and forth.
I would like that. Yeah. I would like to have loads of dogs. I also feel like I would go and get, like, endless supplies of whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
And just, like, hoard it, just in case anyone ever came back. I'd be, like, whole stone up in my garden where I've, like, got my dogs to, like, hide things in the ground. I just hide my head.
See, like, my thought is really funny because I was thinking, like, no one, like, ever says, oh, I'd go rob a bank because there's no point of money because you just...
No.
If you want, you know, the Gucci shoes, you just go
also,
to Gucci and take the shoes.
Even though everyone's gone, my morals would still exist.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't leave the country knowing that, like, there's dogs at farms and kennels. There's
but there's dogs all over the world. There's dogs in France waiting to be fed.
I know. Okay, pause podcast, we're going to France. We have dogs to save.
But, like, I didn't think of, like, the dog aspect. I was just sort of, like, I mean, it would be nice to have all the dogs. I'd have loads of animals. I'd get, like, all the horses.
Yeah, like, the thing is, like, in zoos, like, who's going to feed those animals?
Yeah, they'd all die.
See, that's what's sad.
Okay, so then...
So I feel like even if humans aren't on this planet, they're still doing loads of damage.
Yeah, true. Okay, so what if we take out the animals? There are no animals. It's just you.
And I can't kill myself because that would
and
be
you can't dead. And you can't kill yourself. And there's no animals, so you don't have the sort of pressure to have to feed the animals. what do you do short term?
I have no idea. My whole idea
cry
is
for a really long time.
Yeah, I definitely give myself a first.
You're so sad.
No, would you not though? No. Like, you hadn't thought about it until I said it.
No, like, if all of the humans and all the animals disappear, I'm not like, oh, I should change my grades.
No, but if they came back, you would have a first.
Yeah, but like, also, you have to think, do you know how to hack into the UCA system to change your grade to a first?
I bet you 100% the password is password for my UCA.
Yeah, probably Charles's, Sorry, Charles, if you're listening. But his password is password, you just give yourself a first. But like, I think that, I mean, you can do that. It'd probably take you all of about 8 minutes, and then what next? You know, you've got a whole lifetime on planet Earth, just chilling. That's where the whole sort of you would need to travel,
but also like you're going to like places to places and there's still going to be no one there.
Mm. But like, I think the more like my mentality,
I feel like everyone's answer would be to travel. Yeah, like mine would be to travel.
You'd
but
get bored of England, and you would have to leave.
Yeah,
but like my whole mentality was like, you're having a sort of, oh, when they come back, I'll have a first. Whereas my sort of thoughts was,
what if they never come back?
They won't, or no more. I know that they're not coming back, but there's a chance that there could, like, be one person left somewhere else.
Okay, then if
like,
you're
in Australia, how do we get there?
I have a question, then. So, basically, if there was, like, one person left, would you kill them or would you befriend them? Because I reckon my first instinct would be to kill them.
Befriend them, obviously. Why would you kill them?
Bro, you don't know what wiped out everyone else!
But in my head, it's, like, not like a zombie apocalypse or anything. It's just, they've gone, like, poof, they've
all disappeared.
Yeah,
there must be a reason.
Yeah, this hypothetical. Like, I think it's just, poof, they're gone.
No, I don't know.
Like, all of their stuff is still here.
I don't know whether we should trust other people.
I would befriend them, because I'd be purely like, oh my gosh, more life. You must be my friend. We have to work this out together. Maybe
what
there's more
of
us.
What if this was like the whole, like, what's the Bible thing? Where, like, everyone gets wiped down. Is it the plague?
Noah.
Oh, it's Noah. Yeah.
In the Ark. It's just Noah and his family.
So what if you were the only two people on the planet, like, left?
We'd probably build a civilization ourselves. We'd just start again, right? But we'd like be in like China and we'd have all the technology left. We just have to learn how to use it all. So it's like you just start again, but not like back in the Stone Age.
Yeah.
You'd start again like.
Do you know one
now.
Thing I would really, really like to go see? And you're gonna be like, that's so stupid, out of all the things in the world.
What?
There's a statue in Japan of a dog, and it's that dog.
Oh, the dog that waits for his
owner.
That would be cute.
That would be cute.
But then again, you like, how are you getting there? Japan's an island, so you need a plane or a boat or like.
It would take forever on a boat.
You'd have to drive.
I feel like
across
it's really weird.
Russia.
It's really weird because you're gonna have to like live in a world where there's so much technology, but it's gonna be kind of like you push back to the like you push back primitively because you're gonna have to learn how to use everything over again.
Because it's like, it's a weird scenario because it's purely based on your like ability. Like, I'm great if I need to build fat pack furniture. Like, that's the only thing I'm good at, though. So I know how to drive a car, which then assumes I can drive a truck, a van, and maybe, like, you know, a big lorry.
You're guessing.
I'm like, maybe they're probably the same, right? But
well,
like, I can't drive a train. Or
I feel like I would find time. I feel like the main thing I would do would find time to do things that I haven't had time to do because of life.
Oh,
so like reading, which leads us on.
Oh wow.
Well, do you want to start? What are you reading this week? You have something to do with the kind of civilization, your book.
Well, it's Autumn by, I don't know how to say his surname, Karl Ove, Snorgard? Kornsgard? I have no idea.
His name is Karl.
Karl, if you're listening, no. The book Autumn, but it's like, it's not like
you
Ali Smith. Autumn, it's Ali Smith, isn't it?
Yeah.
The seasons. It's not like that. It's, I haven't finished it, but it's sort of a collection of short stories, like they're real short stories, and it's a dad writing to his unborn daughter.
That's definitely something to do with civilization right there.
Yeah, and it's very sweet, like he, because it's sort of very
is it real, like is it actually to his son?
His daughter. I don't actually know.
Oh, his daughter.
But he has got children, and he like,
maybe
later, like in other stories, he talks of, it's very much from like a parent perspective, and he like, his daughter loses a tooth, and he's really like, she, you know, and gives it to him to like throw away, and he doesn't want to throw it away because it's like, this is such a pure innocent thing. This is part of my daughter, and it's like, a, you know, represents her innocence and her childhood. Like, he doesn't want to throw it away, but he knows that it's creepy to keep
it. Did I tell you,
Mum? Your mum keeps your
teeth.
Yeah,
I was like, hi, Mum, I know you're listening. On my 18th birthday, my mum gave me a box, and I opened it, and I was like, wow, what a cute jewellery box. I opened it. It was full of my baby teeth.
That's so gross.
She does it with everyone.
That's why.
By everyone, I mean just our kids, not just random people.
She just collects random people's teeth. Yeah. Here you go. Yeah, that's like, that's something like a serial killer would do. But the book is not creepy in that sense. It's like,
can you imagine like if this actually is his kid, and this book is called Autumn, and he's like telling his wife to have 3 more kids so he can finish the collection. He's like, we need spring, we need summer, we need winter.
I like the idea that his daughter could be called Autumn. Like, yeah, that's sweet. Cute. But, yeah. Like, it's a very sort of, like...
Is this daughter called Autumn in the book?
No, because she's an unborn fetus at this point.
Some people still name that unborn fetuses.
I don't know. But, like, it's sort of... It takes little things in life, like baby teeth, and it sort of makes them very sweet. And it's like, oh, this is quite a nice thing. I have not got very far through it at all, but it's sort of... It's one of those, like, oh, bless. So makes me appreciate my parents.
Kind of similar to yours, my book that I've already read, but I'm bringing it up today because I love this book.
I'm reading it next.
Yeah,
well,
you're reading it next, yeah. Everything I Know About Love by Dolly Alderton.
Alderton.
I always say Aldershot, so I don't know which way around it is. But her book is about how she grows to love herself through her parents and her friends and stuff. Yeah. So it's very similar. It's about humanity and how, like, you can't exist by yourself, which is almost like your hypothetical question, really. Because she finds out from a very, very early age that no matter how much she tries to push people away from her, like in love, because everything I know about love is not just referring to
loving in a relationship.
Yeah, it's like platonic, like, parental love, any form of love that you've, attachment that you form.
Yeah.
And it's funny. It's one of the funniest books I've read in such a long time. I'm so excited for you to read it because I really want to talk to you about it and not spoil it. But, it's about how she finds out from an early age that she can't live alone.
Yeah.
And it's the struggle between her knowing what she should be able to do alone and what she can't do alone.
Similar sort of Eleanor Oliphant kind of vibe.
Very similar. I got a very same feeling for her, but this one's funnier. Oh, Everything I Know About Love is funnier. And also, it's all over Instagram. If you don't already own it or have already seen it, then I don't know where you've been living. But literally, every single influencer has this book. And it's really good. Also, you can't buy it in urban outfits. You actually have to go to a bookshop.
Oh, wow. That means it's a real book.
It's a real book. Which is kind of, like, related to our hypothetical question, because in reality, if no one was on this earth, would you remember the people you loved?
Ooh.
Because that's what I mean, because the thing is that, like, I feel like I would go through heartbreak all over again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All over again. I'm not going through heartbreak currently.
All over again.
Whoa. No, but would you remember? Because I'd be like, constantly, oh my god, my mum, my boyfriend, my friends, like...
Yeah. I think that's...
Would you remember the people you love?
Yeah, definitely. In my head,
this is your hypothetical question.
Yeah, yeah, you
can't just be like, in my opinion.
It's not that... Yeah, it's not that they disappear and, like, they never existed. It's that they... Just them, the human themselves, has disappeared. Like, they've gone missing. But everyone has gone. And no one knows where
they
are.
So you would know Jack existed.
So I would know Jack existed. I would still be me in this exact... We'd still be engaged. And when he disappeared, I would be heartbroken. And I'd have to find lots of dogs in my house in Kensington Palace to make me feel better.
Yeah, me too. That's why I thought dogs would be a good option. But also, like, do you not feel like you would need a good few days? Of, like, I know you're thinking, like, short-term, long-term. Yeah. But short-term, realistically, you'd be dealing with heartbreak.
Oh, yeah. I'd be, like, devastated.
Your parents wouldn't be there. Your sister. No one.
Yeah, it would be horrible.
That would be the actual worst. Yeah. Because actually, this kind of leads on to my weekly favourite.
Yeah.
Because my weekly favourite this week is actually something to do with my boyfriend. And I feel that if he wasn't there to do this, it would be very upsetting.
If he disappeared one day, what would I do?
So me and my boyfriend, Kelsey, have been together for nearly 9 months now. How crazy is that? Nearly 9 months we've been together. It feels like the other day that we got together. But
I wonder what that's like.
Yeah, you've been together 3 years.
Four.
Oh, yeah, four.
Four this summer.
Crazy.
Anyway.
He does this thing when he stays over at my house, because he tries to stay over at my house, like, every other night, every, like 3 times a week, kind of. And he does this thing in the night when he preps my coffee for the morning, and he will, like, get out the coffee. We have, like, a coffee grinder.
Is
that what it is?
Yeah, it grinds coffee beans.
Yeah, and then a coffee press, and he, like, gets my mug out, and he'll put sugar in the mug.
Oh, wow, yeah, like, and real prep.
And, yeah, so he can just wake up in the morning, boil the kettle, and then just be like, do, 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 and pour it in, like, 3 things, and then be like, here's your coffee, because he knows I can't do anything without coffee. Like, he'll try to have a conversation with me in the morning, and I'm just, I won't retain anything until I've had coffee. Which, if he wasn't there to do that,
I would
have to do it myself.
That would be sad.
Yeah.
My weekly favourite is nothing to do with, like, humanity. Other than the fact that it's sort of I surprised myself.
Hmm.
Actually, not to do with humanity, but, like, maybe something slightly more psychological. In the fact that I lost my iPhone cable. And what devastation I know.
This has nothing to do with
I lost my iPhone cable. And I automatically thought, oh, I need to buy a new one, which meant I need to buy a new Apple iPhone cable. And I was like, why am I being such an idiot and thinking I need to buy, like, a £30 cable? Like, it's really in my head,
you need to buy an Apple one?
Well, I didn't think that I needed to. Mm. It was just that was, like, obviously the first place I go to. And as a broke student, why would I pick to do that over what I ended up buying? I was really surprised in the fact that I was like, I don't have to buy a boring white iPhone cable from Apple and give, you know, this multi-million, like, million-pound company more money. I bought a 2-meter-long pink, like, braided cable. So it's stronger and longer, and it's pink.
Why
did
you buy one when, like, soon no humans are going to be left on Earth and you could just go take whoever?
I could just take one. But, like, you know, in the meantime, I bought it and I was like, this is the greatest thing on this earth.
Yeah.
I got really excited, and I, like, got excited to charge my phone. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's the small things in life. But that's what I'm liking this week.
But I have... Okay, so my weekly annoyance this week relates so strongly to your hypothetical question that I literally...
It would be solved if there were no humans.
Literally, when I heard that you wanted to do this for our podcast this week, I was like, my weekly annoyance is so... closely linked to this, that I please make this hypothetical question happen so this doesn't keep happening to me. Okay, so my weekly annoyance is this week, I would say more, I spent a lot of time on the train
because
I had to go back and forth to my home, which is 2 hours away, so it's just easier to take a train. And I have I don't know if many people know what this is, but I have, like, misophonia, which is where, like, you don't like the sound. Like, you're almost allergic to sound.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? You have, like, an annoyance to sound. Yeah. Like, you get really annoyed by a lot of sounds.
It's more than just, like, oh, that sound is mildly irritating. Yeah. It's, like, you get triggered.
That it brings me rage, and I have to, like, move and, like, leave places and stuff like that. And one of my main triggers is people eating. I hate the sound of people eating. I hate the sound of the food in their mouth. I hate the sound of the crunching. I hate the sound of any packet. I'm, like, getting irate as I'm talking. And one of my main weekly annoyances was when I was on the train this week, people eating when they're right next to me or eating the smelliest foods in the whole time, like an egg sandwich. Who packs an egg sandwich for a train journey?
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, or they're eating crisps and I'm just like, turn around, make it give them dirty looks. They're looking at me like, why am I eating these crisps? like this loudly. But if people didn't exist, in your hypothetical question, if there was no one left on this earth and it was only me,
you could just drive that train and not worry about crisps.
And then if for some reason I found, can you imagine if I found the other person who was, like, the only other person living on the earth, and they sat on the train next to me and they started eating crisps, I'd be like, you have to die, I'm so sorry.
In the whole, like, world.
Yeah, I found the one person that eats the like someone was really testing me. Yeah, someone was really testing me. They're like, how much can we push her?
That sounds like Hunger Games.
Yeah,
like,
it's just Hunger, like, Games, but misophonia. Yeah.
Right. My weekly annoyance is, like, again, like, if there weren't any humans, then it wouldn't be an annoyance.
Oh, yeah.
But my thing is that this week I've been trying to do lots of, like, or it just happened to be that lots of wedding planning has all happened this week, which means that I've had lots of emails, which means I've had lots of email threads, which means that, like, about 2 months ago, someone emailed me being like, you have a meeting here at this date. And then there's several emails back and forth saying, okay, great, can't wait. Like, let me know if you have any questions. Oh, I have this question, blah, 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 blah. There's, like, 26 emails in a thread. And when I'm like, when was that meeting? I need to know that date that they said we should turn up.
Why can't you just command find?
Well, like, on my phone, it's just, like, a long string. Because also, I don't understand how email threads work. Because, you know, if you, like, are replying to an email, it'll put their email below your reply.
Yeah.
And so then when you have, like, 26 of them, you're like, what's the original here? What's the newest one?
Oh, God.
It's so confusing. Why is that the system? I know my mum said that I can, like, sort it so it comes through almost like text messages. So it's not a thread, it's, like, individual.
Yeah, well, but, like, the thing is
it's so annoying because, like, me and Jack were emailing, because obviously whilst he's at work, I email him.
Yeah.
And we had two going at the same time, both with, like, 30 emails, like, previously, and then we'll have, like, a conversation, like, back and forth. And it was driving me mad. Okay, like, I'm so confused.
If everyone, like, leaves the Earth...
I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, because you don't even have to get married to Jack.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I don't have to get married to Jack.
You don't have to get married to Jack. You don't have to plan the wedding anymore because Jack's not going to be here.
True. Oh, how
sad. That's
kind
of sad, more than...
I watched, actually, this complete tangent. I was watching the episode of The Office where, spoiler, Jim and Pam get married. And
it has been out for years. Yeah, we are behind.
It, yeah, it got recorded in 2009, I think,
that
episode.
Everyone's seen The Office.
But, like, yeah, they get married, and she was like, there are all these people, and they're so annoying. Like, why did we invite them?
Yeah.
If there were no humans, I don't have that problem. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I wouldn't have a husband either, but, you know, I wouldn't have to invite all these people to the wedding.
Yeah.
No offense if you're invited to my wedding. I love you.
But also, if no one existed, we wouldn't have to deal with Brexit.
Oh, what a good link into news to us. Something happened in the news this week. Something scary or something bleak. We're gonna talk about it. What's the fuss? At the end of the day, it's news to us.
Okay, so we're not experts on Brexit.
No.
And it's also not going to be our whole news to us section, because honestly, I'm so bored of it. I'm so, so
I don't
bored.
Understand what's going on, and I'm bored of it.
All I know is that Theresa May's going to step down, which I feel...
Only if her latest...
Deal
goes
through.
Do you
just, like, not... If it goes through?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, does it? I was talking to Jack yesterday on FaceTime about it, and it was that if it goes through, she's going to stand out, which doesn't make any sense, because then she'd get her way.
Maybe,
then
but
else
no one
come...
knows what the deal is.
Yeah,
so maybe it's
true.
A really, really bad deal, and
yeah,
she's
well,
like,
I
wants to get out.
I think that's more what it is that, like, you know, whatever, she, like, as soon as they say yes, no one's going to be happy still,
yeah.
So she might as well just leave. But then it's like, they had the eight other... This is what I learned off Jack on FaceTime last night as I was becoming a Brexit pro, is that they had, like, a vote for, they had, like, a whole load, they opened it up to the Houses of Parliament for, like, suggestions.
Yes.
And then they picked eight that they thought were pretty good. We should do one of those. One of which was to do another referendum.
Which we should really do.
Well, I don't know. But
I
then,
feel like everyone would vote the other way now.
Yeah.
I feel like because it's been so much hassle the first
time. But I feel
time.
Like I just would... There's too much risk in that, though. I feel like the risk...
Well,
because like, everyone was like, oh, we'll give it up to the public. None of them wanted to leave the EU, and then everyone wanted to leave. And it's like, oh, crap, what have we done?
Well, she pushed this referendum, didn't she?
But so then one of those eight was to do a referendum. One of them was like a Norwegian model or something, or a Swedish model, something like that, where it's like we model after them and their deal with the EU, where they're sort of like... They still trade, but they're not part of it, or something like that. So they're like these eight options, and they gave it up to like a vote to the parliament,
and they
couldn't decide on one. So not only does Theresa May not know what's going on, nor does the rest of the country, none of parliament do either. So basically, and I don't even think the EU knows what they're looking for. I said to Jack, it's like two people playing like a game, but it's not like a game of chess where they're waiting for the next person to get in like a specific position to like, you know, get them. It's like one person's playing badminton and the other person's playing Quidditch.
Like, yeah, like literally.
No, there is no like. Oh,
why did you do badminton and Quidditch?
I was trying to think of two
squash.
Very different games.
But you know, completely
different. Like,
why couldn't you do tennis and hockey? There's like so many different.
Okay, yeah, fine. Football.
Quidditch
and...
is not doesn't exist.
Football and Quidditch. I don't know. I just wanted Quidditch in there. But it's just that no, I don't think anyone has any idea at all. And so everyone's like, oh. Crap. Like, everyone's just sort of given up, I think. I think eventually it'll just fizzle out, and I hope eventually it'll fizzle out, and everyone will just forget about it, and Theresa May will just go anyway, because she'll get bored. Like,
I think... I don't think it's her getting bored, I think she's getting scared.
Well, I think she's been scared this whole time. It's a scary thing.
But she
thing.
Can't push something and then not follow through with it. It's so weird to me.
No,
it's so weird that they're letting her step down. I don't know who's in charge of that. Well,
yeah.
I guess she is, but I, like, wouldn't...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, but, like, because me and Jack were talking about, like, well, why anyone would think... Like, I know nothing about politics.
No.
Like, really, I know...
English politics isn't interesting to me, which is so stupid.
I know
England.
Very little, like, second to none. And I knew that being part of a club, even if it's a club where you pay too much money to be there and other people aren't paying the same, or it's a club where everyone hates your guts... I know that it's better to be part of that club than on the outside looking in going, oh, hey, guys, do you want to buy some strawberries? And everyone being like, no, go away. Like, I know as, like, a 12-year-old, I want to be part of that club than outside, not part of the club.
Yeah.
And so if we apply that logic to Brexit, why aren't we still in the EU?
I don't know. Neither of us voted to leave.
No.
No.
But I mean, like, even that, yeah, you come from like a small town in the countryside because, yeah. like, I obviously I'm East London,
my constituency voted to leave.
Same, my
yeah
my London borough, because we have so many old people, voted to leave. We're like the highest.
Most of my vote to leave because my little tiny country town is made up of a lot of independent businesses. Yeah. And Brexit would have helped the independent businesses.
Yeah.
Because it means we wouldn't get as much trade and they would sell more.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
I still think that's like just too risky.
But in my brain, even if I had an independent business, I probably would still vote to stay because in reality, I'm voting for the future of my kids. I'm not voting for me.
Yeah. Like your, you know, potato farm might fail in, you know, down to a bad frost.
Yeah.
In like a year's time. Like, why is the Brexit deal still a thing?
Pause.
That was really poorly crafted sentence.
It's okay, because I paused it. But yeah. We shouldn't actually do contraceptive, because we've got 30
minutes.
We'll just move to...
Do we have anything else to say about the hypothetical?
Yeah, because it's okay, because I'm going to link the hypothetical to my new job thing, because if I do someone else on Earth, I wouldn't need a new job.
Okay, go.
Okay, so I've had enough about Brexit. Basically, we were going to do...
Haven't we all?
We were going to do, like, more news to our stuff, but, like, in reality, Brexit is so massive at the moment that we couldn't ignore it. Still do highly, like, suggest that you look at the Good News Network, though, because there's so much nicer stuff on there than Brexit. There's nothing on there about Brexit. I haven't seen one thing about there on Brexit, have you?
What, on Good News? No. No, of course not.
No. But also, relating back, finally...
To the hypothetical.
To the hypothetical question that if everyone else on the earth vanished and it was just yourself, you wouldn't need a job because money would not be an option. But the thing I'm looking forward to this week and my final statement is starting my new job.
Fun.
I got a job interview yesterday and I got called this morning that I got the job. And they were meant to give me 2 weeks.
Oh, really? We've been hanging around for 2 weeks.
But they really liked me, so they offered me a job, which is nice. And it's nice to feel that you actually did a good job. Yeah. It's like, yeah, well done.
Well, that's a good thing to look forward to. Yeah. Is you going tomorrow? No, Saturday.
Yeah, no, I'm going tomorrow. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I've started tomorrow at 1.
Ooh.
Exciting. Fun. What are you looking forward to?
Well, it's Mother's Day this weekend.
That's
so
true. Mothering Sunday.
Mothering Sunday, that is the thing. So I'll probably spend time with my mum, like that, which is always nice. I don't know what we're doing yet, like, because now my sister's moved out and I'm at uni and my parents are at home still. We're sort of, you know, all split up.
Aren't you going to sister's flat?
I think we're going to the sister's flat because it's in a nice little town.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to spend the day there. Also, fun thing happening, hopefully, I really hope this weekend, is that me and Jack are going to book our honeymoon.
Oh, thank God,
I mean,
yeah.
What an... Like, I'm so excited for that. I think I'm more excited for that than the wedding because we've decided we want to go to Thailand. And I have never gone to... I've never been in Asia, actually, which is, you know, crazy.
Have I ever been in Asia? No, I don't think I have.
No.
Wait, is Egypt in Asia?
No, that's in Africa.
Oh, that's in Africa. I've been to Egypt. Yeah, wow. That really showed my true colours right there. No, but I don't think I've ever been to Asia either.
No, so we're going to go there for our honeymoon, and we're just trying to work out all the logistics and stuff and get the best deals. But, yeah, we're like... I'm so excited about it. Like, we went to a travel agent last weekend, and I walked out like, can we book it now? And Jack was like, okay,
how much
calm.
Is it, do you know?
Well, it depends, like...
How expensive is a honeymoon?
Well, we've got, like, we're sort of thinking, based on however, like, we want to go for, like, 2 weeks, maybe 10 days, but we're kind of, you know, classing it up quite a lot, because it's our honeymoon special occasion. Maybe we'll try and get, like, business class flights or somewhere, like, fancy to stay, rather, because I know people go to Thailand for, like, nothing because, you know,
it's Thailand,
it's cheaper. So I think we're putting like about 3,000.
That's not that bad.
For both of us, flights, all of it included. I think that's about right. So, like, which I think is a great deal. Like, everyone, go to Thailand.
Yeah. But that's pretty much it from us, isn't it?
It is indeed.
If you have an answer to our hypothetical question, we'd love to hear from you on our Instagram, which is at A Coffee and a Crime.
Yeah.
We can get a lot of love on our Instagram recently.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that. I run our Instagram.
I don't know if you knew that.
We could be getting a lot of love. Oh. A lot of people message me saying they're really going to be enjoying it.
Oh, good.
Which is nice. So if you have an answer to our hypothetical question, which is, do you want to reiterate it one more time?
Well, if you're on this earth living your normal life, and then all of the humans and animals... disappear.
Okay. And
what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do? Short term, long term, we want to know.
Yeah. Thanks. It's interesting. People always give such like varied
definitely.
Answers. So depends where your priorities lie. Clearly yours is in dogs.
Mine is definitely in dogs. nothing but
mine was in food primarily. So, you know.
Do you spend more money on food? I was gonna say drinking spend more money on food than dogs, but you don't have any dogs. So you're like, yeah.
Don't remind me. Okay. Thanks for listening and join us next week for another Coffee and a Cry.